Heaven 610 WAGG and Heaven 100.1 FM. It's that time of the week. We check in with the NFL insider. But first, I must say, I had a dismal week the previous week. But last week, I didn't rebound exactly. I didn't have a great week. But I outdid the NFL insider. He had a pretty dismal week. He only won six games, but I had seven, and now I'm only trailing by four. So I said I was going to make up the difference, and I started making up the difference. Welcome, NFL insider.
You know, this little preamble that you have to do before the introduction, you could say that, you know, just say, how you doing, NFL insider, and then you can go into that. But this preamble, you know, it doesn't get you anywhere.
I think you're still reeling off of that disappointing six-game win that you had. It was, you know, it was a little shocker to you, but I'm on a roll. I'm getting surgical again.
You were surgical, but you were 500. So that's kind of like going to surgery with a butter knife.
Okay, let's take tonight's game. You got a good one. You got Miami in Cincinnati.
This is a great game. Miami coming off another impressive game, but Tua, I don't know, he's not fully 100%. And Cincinnati, after their win last week, you know, I think they're on the rebound. I'm going with the Bengals.
I'm surprised that you did that because I'm taking the Bengals as well. So, no loss there.
Surprised at me. You should be surprised because I'm in the lead.
Okay. You got Minnesota and a good one from the NFC South, New Orleans.
Yeah, this isn't as good as the Thursday night game. But I'm going to go with Minnesota. I mean, they showed me a little something coming back from Detroit. So I'll go with Minnesota.
I'm going to do the same for one reason. I don't think Jameis Winston is going to play. He has back issues. So I'm going to go with Minnesota as well. You got Cleveland.
Well, the NFC South. The NFC South is not that good. So.
Well, speaking of the NFC South, you got Cleveland in the ATL taking on the Falcons.
Well, you know, the Falcons upgraded that quarterback when they let Matty D'Ice go. So this new quarterback is giving them a little spark. Cleveland, they really need this. I don't know. Even I'm ashamed to say it, but I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Okay. We both agree on the Falcons this week.
You agreed on the Falcons for 2 weeks in a row? Ladies and gentlemen, this man said he would never pick Atlanta. So every time he does, I'm going to remind you.
I'm not sure Cleveland got a quarterback. I just don't know. So, here's a game. You got Washington from the least of the East going against Dallas.
Washington traveling. They've had some issues. Their offensive line and Dallas defensive line is pretty good. I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
I would do the same. We're agreeing on everything this week. You're very agreeable. You must have had a humbling weekend. You guys, Seattle in Detroit.
I believe in the Detroit Lions. Minnesota squeaked by them last week, but that's not going to deter them. I'm going with the Lions.
Man, we're very agreeable this week. I would do the same. You have Tennessee in Indianapolis, taking on the Colts.
Indianapolis with the shocker over the Kansas City Chiefs last week. Another one that I did not see coming. Can they do it 2 weeks in a row at home against a rival Tennessee? No, I'm going with the Titans.
Wow. We still agreeing on everything. You better check my notes out this week. Here you got Chicago in New York taking on the G-Men, as they call them.
Notes. I'm an insider, my brother. I mean, you must have been looking at my stuff. Hey, I'm going with the G-Men at home. Last game against Chicago, they got quarterback issues.
As much as this pains me,
ladies and gentlemen.
I can't do it. I'm going with Chicago.
That's what I wanted. That's what I want. I got him, ladies and gentlemen. I got him.
Here's okay. A good one. You got Jacksonville in Philadelphia taking on the undefeated Eagles.
This is a tough game. Jacksonville, you know, after that disappointing opening season loss, you know, they're back. But this Philadelphia team, I just don't know. I have to see something different. I'm going with the Eagles.
We agree again. Okay, here's another one for you. You got New York Jets at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's going to need a quarterback, but they are playing home, and that gives them the advantage, a slight advantage over the Jets. I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Well, there's no discussion here. I'm definitely going with Pittsburgh. You have Buffalo at my old stomping grounds, Baltimore Ravens.
You know, every time we say that, I have to ask you a question about that. What part of the city was The Wire filmed in, Jay?
You know, I like Camden Yards, you know, one of my old stomping
grounds. The question was, what part of the city was The Wire filmed in?
I don't know.
All over. I'm going to take Buffalo. You know, they have to prove that they're still that team. And that last second, you know, not getting out of bounds, not giving your kicker enough time to win that game, they're going to bounce back from that.
I am going with the Ravens because I think Lamar Jackson is on a mission. I think
Yes.
I got to go with the Ravens.
Okay.
Okay, you got the Los Angeles at Houston.
The Chargers.
We changed the Chargers on you last night.
Nobody changed the Chargers on me, but I'll tell you this. I'm going with the Chargers. Yes, I'm going with
them.
I know you want to go with Houston, so let me.
I definitely will go with the Chargers as well. Here you got Arizona at Carolina.
Oh, definitely Arizona. I mean, you know, I don't really think that the NFC South is going to win a game this week. So I'm going with Arizona.
Okay.
I did pick the Falcons, so that's one team that's going to win this week.
Wow. Of all the teams, you picked the Falcons. Okay. I'll go with Arizona as well. You have New England at Green Bay.
New England's playing everybody tough. They're no stranger to a little cold weather, but Aaron is probably going to be a little bit too much, so I'm going with Green Bay.
I'm glad to hear that because we need another game to disagree on. I'm going to take Alabama's Mac Jones in an upset over Green Bay. Now, you got Denver at Vegas. Take it on the Raiders.
You know, this Las Vegas Raiders, I mean, you know, they're a good team that just can't figure it out. And every time I want to go with them, I decide not to. You know, this is so tough. I'll go with them this week, but I'm telling you, I don't believe in what I'm saying.
I am definitely going with the Raiders. I think they've been losing close ones. I think this is the time they got to turn it around. Their backs are against the wall. So I'm taking the Raiders. You got Kansas City coming off a loss. They're in Tampa Bay.
Well, first of all, let me just say, you know, for all the folks in Florida that have lost lives and property, you know, our hearts go out to them. Not even sure yet if this game is going to be played in Tampa. But having said that, Kansas City comes in and they take that win over Brady.
Okay. Kansas City is upset because of the way they lost last week. I'm going to take Kansas City because too many injuries on that Tampa Bay team. You got Monday night game. You got the Rams taking on San Francisco in the Bay.
Definitely a rivalry game. The Rams really need this. San Francisco needs it, but the Rams need it more. I'm going with Los Angeles.
I don't like the way Los Angeles have been playing. I'm going to take San Francisco in a slightly upset here because Jimmy G got to prove something. So I'm going with San Francisco. And, of course, you got number one Georgia is playing Missouri this week. And I think Georgia would
take it. Georgia, I mean, listen, last week they let Little Kent State or somebody, I don't know who it was, but they scored 22 points on them. And, you know, after saying how vaunted their defense is, they let Kent State, they should have switched the rankings this year. I think Alabama should be number one.
I have to agree with most of the pollsters that have Georgia number one. Georgia is going to run over Missouri this week. Alabama will have a tough time this week. They're on the road, and I'm not so sure. That's an easy cakewalk for Alabama this week, so we have to see about that. And, of course, I think the SEC, they got it about right. Georgia won. I think Alabama might need to be number three, but Ohio State might be number two by the end of this, by next week.
Be careful about that before you lose some sponsorships, my brother.
I will keep that in mind. NFL Insider, you stay safe. We'll see you next week.
All